What's up, gamers? Welcome to the Vault RPG Mini Podcast for Monday, February 5th, 2018. Remember, this is the show where I talk as much about RPGs as I can in 15 minutes or less. I'm your host, Philip. Let's get today's episode started. Today, we're going to talk about Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I'm going to be diving a little bit into it. Nothing super deep with story. There's not going to be any story spoilers. But I do want to talk about the game because I've been playing a little bit more of it. But before we do that, I really want to talk a little bit about last week, give you an update on sort of me personally and some things that I've been doing over the weekend as far as games go. So last week, I actually was officially introduced as a moderator for SwitchRPG.com. Which, if you follow my podcast at all, you'll know I'm pretty excited about. This is actually the first time I'm announcing it on the actual show, but I tweeted about it last week. So you'll know I'm pretty excited because I highlighted SwitchRPG.com in a podcast last week, maybe last Monday. So I think it's been a week ago that I highlighted it. And since that time, I have actually been announced as the official, as an official moderator for the site. Speaking of the site, if you haven't checked it out yet, you should go do so. In fact, I said that in my episode last week that you should check it out, but the site has grown tremendously even from when I talked about it on the show. And what I mean by growing, I mean, features on the site. There are now a good bit more features than there were before. We've installed a quest system, which is pretty neat. You know, it's just for fun. There's nothing really riding on it. But this being an RPG site, the developer, Firestream, thought it would be interesting to have a quest system. So if you go to your profile, you will see your first quest, and it will just have you performing little tasks. It's actually a great introduction to all of the features on the site, the different areas, the different things that the game compiles, the databases, the fact that you can make comments. So it's a great introduction to all of those things, and you get XP for doing them. So go check it out, SwitchRPG.com, your Nintendo Switch RPG database. So yeah, I'm a moderator on there. Now, over the weekend, I've actually been splitting time between a few different games. And that's, I don't love doing that, but I did have a bit of video game ADD this past week. I reached out on Twitter, and Friday, I talked about not having enough time to get to all the games that I wanted to. And I posed that question on Twitter and got some responses from people in the community that were saying it was kind of split 50-50. Some of you were saying that you have to play a game, one at a time. Whereas some of you were saying that you do go back and forth between, you know, 2, 3, 4 games at a time. I try to stick to one at a time, but this past weekend, I did have a bit of my attention span was not that great. So I did switch back and forth between Lost Sphere, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and drumroll, The Witcher 3. So Lost Sphere and Xenoblade are no surprises, right? I've been talking about them since the inception of the show. I was excited about Lost Sphere before it released. I got it on release. I've been enjoying it since. I am still liking it. The fact that I'm going back and forth between games is no reflection on my thoughts on Lost Sphere. In fact, one side effect of going back and forth between games means that I'm not burning myself out on it. I'm sort of allowing myself the freedom to play what I want to play in the moment. Now that means that it will take me a little bit longer to finish, and it means I'm a little less focused, but I'm not burning myself out on a game. So I'm still liking Lost Sphere. I still love the story. I'm actually liking the characters more and more as I play, which is helping me like the story more. And in fact, the part that I'm on now, I'm in a town where things are repeating, and that's all I'm going to go to. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm really interested by what they're going to do with it. So I'm there. And then I played a lot of Xenoblade, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. But then I threw The Witcher 3 into the mix. I mentioned The Witcher 3, I believe, on last Thursday's episode in the five games that I feel should be on the Switch. And The Witcher 3 was one of those games. What I want to say about The Witcher is because I played probably 5 hours a couple of years ago, closer to when it released, and I did like the game a lot. There was just a lot that I had going on at the time, and so I wasn't able to play much of it. It is really grounded, and I love how lived in the world feels, and I am excited about playing more of it now. Okay, so let's jump into what we're actually going to talk about today, and that is how special Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is. Some of you may disagree with all I'm going to say here, but that's okay. We can have different opinions. I personally am really, really enjoying my time with Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I did, in the 35 hours that I put into the game in the first week of the release back in December, and then I switched over to Breath of the Wild. So I've said this before on the show, me putting down Xenoblade Chronicles 2, kind of like with Lost Sphere, is not a reflection of how I felt about the game or the quality of the game, but rather there were just other things that I needed to play at the time. Breath of the Wild was one of those things because I was late to the Breath of the Wild game. So I picked Xenoblade Chronicles 2 back up this past week, and boy, I'm now in the 50-ish hour range, and I'm only in Chapter 5. So there is a lot to do in this game, and most of it is not in the main story. And the story has taken a chunk of that 50 hours, but a lot of it has to do with things that you can do in the game that is side content. And almost all of it is really, really fun and enjoyable. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about. The Xenoblade Chronicles 2 offers you so much to do. And to me, at least, the reward for your minute and your hour is pretty decent. It rewards you with fun. And that's an interesting quest lines. And that's interesting rewards. I've kind of got into that almost addiction mode of trying to find high quality cores. I'm going to make this statement and I'm going to have to justify it, but I'm starting to get the same feeling that I got when I was playing Final Fantasy X, which to me is pretty special. That might be sacrilege to many of you out there who love Final Fantasy X, and I don't mean it in that way. I'm not saying that Xenoblade 2 is as good as Final Fantasy X. I'm not saying that it's not. I'm not making a statement on the quality. I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying I'm getting the same feeling that I got playing 10, and I'll explain why. So if you go back and listen to me talk about Lost Sphere and even the time leading up to that release, you'll notice that I talk a lot about the feeling that I get when playing the game. What I was looking for from Lost Sphere was to get the feeling that I got while playing a Final Fantasy 4, 5, 6, even 7 or 8 a little bit, but a classic Final Fantasy game. I'm not saying that Lost Sphere is as good as those games, but I am saying that I did start to get those feelings that I got while playing them, whether that's from a gameplay perspective, whether that's a nostalgia from a story perspective. whether that's mechanics. There are things that are triggering certain feelings that I got while playing other games. For Xenoblade, what it is the depth. The depth is starting to give me a feeling that I got while playing 10. And that's special to me because this is Final Fantasy X. If you've listened to me before, Final Fantasy X was the first RPG that I ever played. But also one of the very first video games that had narrative and then a lot of depth and side content. So that was sort of my introduction to that style of and that corner of gaming. And it was very special discovering it for the first time. And I guess at the core of what I'm saying here is that the feeling that I get from Xenoblade Chronicles 2 and from Final Fantasy X is the feeling of discovery. And I feel like Xenoblade 2 is handling that feeling so well. Because growing up playing Final Fantasy X, I played a long time just playing the game. Just playing through the story, not understanding the ins and outs of all of the battle mechanics and the upgrade systems and things like that. I played a long time just playing, not necessarily exploring or experimenting or tweaking or min-maxing. And then there was a moment while playing that game that I started doing those things. I started exploring some of the extra side content. I started doing, I started doing maybe like the ultimate weapon. You know, a lot of that's tedious, but I started realizing that there was enough depth in the game to let me go a little bit deeper. And so I've sort of hit that pivot point in Xenoblade 2 where for a lot of time playing this game, I just accepted the battle system for what it was, for what it gave me, for the blades that it gave me, and I did not do a whole lot of exploring, and I did not explore a whole lot of the side content, and I was not leveling up my mercenary group. But then I hit this pivot point where I started leaning into the game a little bit. And I started exploring and tweaking and trying to figure out the different aspects of the chaining system or the mercenary groups, what all I could do with that. Or just side quests in general. Or exploring maps. And so a lot of what I've done this weekend has been leaning into the game a little bit. And the thing is that there's enough content there that it can support me leaning into it. See, a game is sort of like a swimming pool in that you can have a game with a shallow end and a deep end. And I feel like Xenoblade 2 supports the deep end. I can dive a little bit deeper, and it can support that because I can only dive as deep as the pool is, right? So if it's a shallow pool, I can dive as deep as it will let me, but at some point I will hit the bottom. What I've discovered this past weekend, and I knew this already, but I'm discovering it because I'm doing it. I am diving, is that Xenoblade 2 can support me going pretty, pretty deep. And I'm loving every minute of it. I'm obsessed with discovering rare blades. I'm obsessed with figuring out how the different blades interact with each other. I'm obsessed with chaining things in combat. What has helped a lot too is I've picked up an extra party member, and I know that there's another party member out there that I can't wait to get to. So it's getting past what the game gives you in the beginning. Because that's a big thing, and you're going to have to be patient and wait for it. Because you're going to have to go through a lot of things in order to get past what the game gives you at the beginning. But once you do, it's really, really special. So try to get there. Now, the last thing I want to talk about with Xenoblade 2 is this is just how special this game is. But on February 2nd, I saw this on my NintendoNews.com Xenoblade it says that there were, an article came out that says that there were only 40 developers working on this game. Now, I knew before that Monolith Soft's studio assisted with the development of Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I did not know what form that took. It turns out that took the form of 50 to 60 of Monolith Soft's developers were sent to Nintendo to aid them in developing Breath of the Wild. The remaining, and this is according to, I'm quoting the article from MyNintendoNews.com, the remaining 10 staff members were involved in research and development. For comparison's sake, there were over 100 developers in total working on Breath of the Wild. So Xenoblade Chronicles 2 was created. All of that game was created with about 40 developers. With about 40 developers working on the game. And it's not perfect, but when you put it in terms of 40 people were working on that massive, massive game with very deep mechanics, that is pretty impressive. That is pretty, pretty impressive. And I am very excited about diving into the deep end of Xenoblade Chronicles 2. If you've been playing Xenoblade and you have been absolutely loving it, let me know. Comment below or tweet at me. Let me know what your favorite blades are, what you've been doing, how do you like to set up your party battle mechanics. Let me know. I'm loving it. If you have listened this far, thank you so much. I really appreciate the support. Remember that you can find me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at VaultRPG. Until next episode, have a great time gaming. I will see ya.